This is the January edition of the Fortsight Journal. Feel free to listen to the entire file or skip to a point of interest. Timestamps are located in the description for quick skipping, if you so choose. If you have any suggestions of how we can improve our future versions, please email us here at FortRecoveryRadio@Outlook.com. Thank you in advance for your support. What is involved with the school safety reunification? One of the most critical aspects of a school's safety response is a responsible reunification of our students with a parent or guardian in the event of a school crisis or emergency. Our school district has initiated steps to improve our school safety readiness in this area. During the last Teacher Professional Development Day on November 28th, the Fort Recovery Local School District conducted a pre-planned evacuation and reunification drill. Teachers and law enforcement officials were participants in this functional exercise. The scope of the exercise was limited to the evacuation and reunification of approximately 20 children of Fort Recovery local school staff members. The drill started with an evacuation of the building due to a simulated gas leak south of the elementary middle school building. The participating students and the majority of the staff were transported to the high school via school bus. Upon their arrival, the staff set up a family information center and reunification location. The parents of the participating students were then alerted about the simulated evacuation with directions on where to pick up their children. The drill was helpful as we attempted to continuously improve our readiness for a variety of safety situations and preparedness measures. Tips for parents and guardians to prepare for a real reunification situation. Number 1. Be prepared to have a photo ID ready when picking up your children. There are multiple safety measures involved in a reunification, and the staff members will be verifying your identity. Number 2. Have a backup for receiving notification of reunification details. The district has multiple indoor and outdoor reunification sites based on the emergency, and reunification information will be disseminated through local media, social media platforms, One Call Now, and other direct communication methods. Site-specific considerations will impact how these practices can be integrated into the school safety plans. Number 3. Understand that this reunification process is not simple, and therefore all parents and guardians need to be aware that accuracy and accountability are much more important than the speed of the reunification. The district appreciates the specialized guidance and the cooperative work of the Fort Recovery Police Department as we continue to train, practice, and exercise our safety protocols.
Hello, this is Tony Stahl, high school principal at Fort Recovery Local Schools, and I'm here reporting on this month's edition of the Fortsight Journal. Welcome back. I hope you and your family were able to enjoy the holidays. I am excited to get back into the swing of things as there is still much to accomplish as we begin the second half of our school year. January brings several planning events for next school year. TriStar applications are due January 19th, and all students will receive scheduling presentations and course registration materials for the 2023-24 school year at the end of this month. As we begin this process, please review these materials carefully and contact the high school office with any questions or concerns you might have for your son or daughter. Upcoming testing date reminders. As we enter the second semester, we'd like to remind students and parents that we will have several important upcoming test dates for students. These include the ACT, which will take place on March 14th for junior students, as well as several end-of-course exams scheduled in April. These dates are April 13th, 14th, 20th, 21st, 27th, and 28th for mostly freshmen and sophomore students. These dates are important, and the tests will count toward each student's potential graduation pathways. We kindly ask that all parents try to limit student absences during these days. We understand that it is not always possible, but we ask that you continue to limit scheduled appointments, vacations, etc. for these days so students can be here and concentrate on testing. Also, an update from the OHSAA, a reminder for sporting behavior during our winter sports season. As we continue with this basketball and winter sports season, the OHSAA reminds everyone that we all need to work together to ensure everyone is displaying proper and appropriate sporting behavior at all times during contests and scrimmages. Winning is everyone's goal, but it is not our purpose in interscholastic athletics. Research says that the number one goal of our students participating in our programs is to have fun and be around their friends and teammates. So let's remember this and understand that our programs not only afford our student athletes the lifelong memories of playing together, but they also help prepare them for the next level of life. Thank you for your help and assistance with making our athletic contests fun, positive events for everyone involved, including the student athletes, visitors, and officials. That is my Fort Sight Journal report for the month of January, and this is Tony Stahl, high school principal, signing off, and I'd like to give you a little bit of an update on some upcoming events here at the high school. First of up, January 19th, the TriStar applications will be due for sophomore students. On January 30th and 31st, 2023 and 2024 course registration materials will be given, as well as presentations to students for scheduling for next school year. February 6th, we have a very important College Credit Plus meeting at 7 p.m. in the community room, and that will be for all students that are interested in taking College Credit Plus off-site or online for next school year, as well as an opportunity to learn about all the different ways that students can earn college credit in Fort Recovery High School. That'll be on February 6th at 7 p.m. On February 11th, there's an ACT test that will be given, and also we will have solo and ensemble concerts. February 17th, that is no school for students, and it will be a professional development day for teachers. February 20th will be no school for students or staff. March 2nd and 3rd, there is a Career Connections event over at Wright State University for junior students. March 5th will be a cabaret concert at 6 p.m., March 14th, the ACT test will be administered for all junior students here at Fort Recovery Local Schools. It is also a parent-teacher conference night. And March 16th will be the end of the third 9 weeks. And also on that Friday, there will be no school on March 17th. So that is all the upcoming dates that we have at the high school in the next couple of months. Again, this is Tony Stahl, high school principal, signing off and saying thank you for your continued support of Fort Recovery Local Schools, and go Indians.
Are you looking for a way to preserve the memories of high school? High school yearbooks are now available for purchase. They are $50. You can either order online at jostens.com or pick up and return an order form to the high school office.
Hello, this is Amy Kaiser, guidance counselor, with updates for Fort Recovery High School students and their parents. First up are some excerpts from the January Fort Sight Journal. There will be a college credit options meeting on Monday, February 6th at 7 p.m. in the high school community room. This meeting is for students who are interested in taking off-site or online college classes next school year. It is mandatory that the student and one parent attend this meeting to be eligible for the program. Students must also submit their CC Plus intent to participate form no later than April 1st. Again, this meeting is only required for students wishing to take classes at a local college. Students taking the CC Plus classes we offer in-house at FRHS do not need to attend. Did you know that high school students have the opportunity to take a day off of school to do a job shadow or take a college visit? Because we feel that job shadowing and college visits are important parts of the student's career exploration, we do not count them absent on these days, pending they fill out the proper paperwork and get approval prior to the missed day. Job shadowing and college visit forms are available in the guidance office. 11th grade students in Mercer and Auglaize counties will be attending the Auglaize-Mercer Business Education Alliance Career Connections event at Wright State Lake Campus in March. Juniors will select 3 career sessions to attend, and this event has been a very valuable way for our students to make connections with local businesses for future internships, co-ops, and employment. Fort Recovery juniors will be attending Career Connections on March 1st. Speaking of juniors, ours will be taking the ACT test on March 14th. This test is free to any interested junior, and I will be sharing more information with the 11th graders to help them get registered in February. Students can also sign up to take an ACT or an SAT on one of the national test dates. More information can be found on the high school guidance website, or students can pick up a registration flyer at school. I want parents to know that I publish a newsletter with information for high school students and email it to them every month. This newsletter is posted on the FRHS guidance website, where you can find information on careers, colleges, TriStar, course registration, special programs, as well as scholarship and financial aid opportunities. In this issue of the newsletter and the one coming in February, we have a multitude of local scholarships for our students. It's very important that your students read this newsletter every month. Parents can access the newsletter via the high school guidance website or contact me to be added to the monthly email listserv. Speaking of scholarships, now is the time to contact me at school if you, your business or organization, or your family would like to award a scholarship this year. Please contact me at the high school ASAP, as I am currently compiling that list for our seniors. The Fort Recovery community is very supportive of our students, and we'd love to share your scholarship application with our kids and announce your winners at graduation. As always, if anyone has questions or if I can help in any way, please call the high school office or email me at kaiser@fortrecoveryschools.org. Thanks, and go Indians.
On November 14th, 29 FFA members attended Leadership Night at Coldwater High School. They got to meet a state officer and participate in fun activities with other local FFA chapters. Together, they learned communication and problem-solving skills. On November 22nd, 12 FFA members attended a countywide square dance in Celina, Ohio. These members learned valuable skills, such as communication skills. Members also got to meet up with members from other FFA chapters. Together, members learned valuable skills while having fun. On Monday, December 5th, the Fort Recovery FFA chapter received their yearly fruit delivery. Members worked together to bag and deliver the fruit that they had sold. Thank you to all the members that helped load cars and make this year's sales possible. Most importantly, thank you to all who supported the FFA chapter. 18 members of the Fort Recovery FFA chapter attended the 95th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana, the week of October 25th to the 28th, 2022. Over 60,000 FFA members representing all 50 states were in attendance. The National FFA Convention is held annually to highlight and award member success through the FFA and agricultural education. Those in attendance were the best and the brightest young minds in the field of agriculture. The Fort Recovery FFA chapter had four students. Connor Gower, Clark Kanapke, Kendra Metzger, and A.J. Romer received their American FFA degree, the highest degree a member can receive. These four members make up a total of 117 members that have ever received this prestigious American FFA degree in the history of the Fort Recovery FFA chapter. Connor Gower is the son of Michael and Holly Gower. Clark is the son of Jim and Carol Kanapke. Kendra is the daughter of Mark and Kim Metzger. And AJ is the son of Ted and Lisa Romer. The week-long trip was packed with convention sessions, educational tours, and good fun. Tours included the Cargill Premix and Nutrition Plant, Consolidated Grain and Barge, Kentucky Derby Museum, and Louisville Slugger Factory. Other places and attractions visited, including Schmiff's Confectionery Candy, Not Just Popcorn, and a rodeo. The week-long trip allowed students to return home with long-lasting memories, experiences, and deep ties to agriculture. The Fort Recovery FFA chapter would like to send a special thanks to the school board members, administration, and staff for allowing this trip to be possible. On December 13th, the Fort Recovery FFA chapter held their annual Gingerbread House Night. Many community members showed up for a fun, festive night to enjoy with their kids. The industrial tech classes have been busy learning about the CNC machine and programming a job to be cut on the CNC router. Great job, students. A picture can be found in the print version of the Foresight Journal showing some students' work. The FFA food science teams recently competed in the district contest and placed third in the district. Members were evaluated on food safety, sanitation, triangle taste test, aroma ID, nutrition labels, and more. Well done. The Fort Recovery High School Scholastic Bowl team had a good season. Members of this year's team included seniors Isaac Lefevre and Paul Holman, sophomores Ben Reinhardt, Ava Engelhart, and Caden Marshall, and freshmen Elisa Evers, Eli Hawk, and Jameson Heikamp. At the end of the regular season, the varsity team came in fourth place overall of the nine participating MAC schools. For the MAC tournament, which is sponsored by Mercer Savings Bank, Isaac Lefevre, Paul Holman, Ben Reinhardt, and Elisa Evers represented the varsity team. They placed fifth overall and brought home $50 in prize winnings. The JV team was represented by Caden Marshall, Ben Reinhardt, Elisa Evers, Eli Hawk, and Jameson Heikamp in their respective tournament. The team will travel to Wright State Lake Campus on February 27th for one more tournament. They will also hold the second annual Community Trivia Night sometime in the spring to help raise funds for scholarships and to bring fun academic competition to businesses and families in the community. The Fort Recovery Education Association will be hosting their annual All-You-Can-Eat Scholarship Chili Supper on January 20th, 2023 from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the High School Commons, prior to the Marion Local Fort Recovery boys basketball game. Tickets are $6 apiece, with children 5 and under eating free. Proceeds benefit the Fort Recovery Education Association Scholarship Fund.
This is Ryan Steinbrenner, Fort Recovery Middle School Principal, updating you on the January Foresight Journal. The first semester of the school year has officially ended, and the school year is halfway complete. It's really hard to believe how quickly this first half of the school year has passed us by. The students have been doing a great job working hard in school thus far. On January 27th, any middle school students who qualified for the first semester incentive will be getting out of school for the day to go roller skating in Greenville. This is just a small token of our appreciation for their hard work throughout the semester. Congratulations to all of the students who qualified. For the second semester incentive, students in grades 6th and 7th that qualify will be going to Scene 75 in Dayton. 8th graders who qualify will get a trip to Kings Island. We hope to continue this in future years so 8th graders always have the opportunity to go to Kings Island. All students started fresh on January 9th with the start of a new semester. And it is our goal that over 80% of students from each grade are still eligible at the end of the year. The boys and girls basketball seasons are coming to a close as well. The teams have been hard at work all season long. I'd like to thank Rick Wellman, Danielle Potcutter, Lindsey Lamb, Jordan Winter, and Justin Overman for coaching this year. The skills, knowledge, and teamwork qualities they have instilled in these young men and women will last a lifetime. Please follow Fort Recovery Middle School on Facebook to see highlights of our students' work. These kids are doing amazing things, and our Facebook page is an excellent resource for recognizing these students' achievements. Thank you. Upcoming middle school events. January 27th, roller skating incentive for grades 6 through 8th. February 6th, third quarter interims. February 17th, no school. This is a professional development day for teachers. February 20th, President's Day, no school. February 24th is a tribe day. February 26th is our band concert. March 5th is our cabaret concert. March 14th are the parent-teacher conferences. March 16th is the end of the third quarter, and on March 17th, there is no school.
Throughout October and November, the Fort Recovery Middle School Student Council completed a service project collecting items to put together Christmas shoeboxes for children all over the world. This year, they were able to collect enough items and raise enough shipping money to send out 71 boxes. These boxes will be shipped to over 100 countries around the world to bring those less fortunate something bright to look forward to during the Christmas season. The Fort Recovery Middle School Student Council would personally like to extend their appreciation out to all of the students, parents, and community members who helped make this possible. As always, remember the power of a simple gift. The second annual Booster Bash, presented by the Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters, is coming up on Friday, January 20th at Miracle Lanes Bowling Alley here in Fort Recovery, following the high school boys basketball game against Marion Local. The Booster Bash is open to all current members, as well as anyone interested in signing up to become a member. All current paid members or anyone wanting to sign up and pay that night to become a member will receive 2 free drink tokens redeemable that night only. Additionally, WOW Toe and Go tickets will be available for purchase. A Queen of Hearts drawing will take place where every card turned over is a winner. On top of that, there will be a 50-50 raffle, as well as a couple other side raffles. Come join the bash on Friday, January 20th at Miracle Lanes Bowling Alley for some fellowship, a few drinks, and to see what the boosters have to offer. The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club will host their annual pork chop dinner on Tuesday, March 14th from 4 to 6 p.m. Meals are $9 apiece and are pre-sale only. You can pick up your meals at the Fort Recovery Elementary School preschool and kindergarten entrance. You must purchase your tickets by March 1st. Meals include a pork chop, baked potato, applesauce, and a roll, all catered by Wendell's Barbecue. The proceeds will benefit the FRHS SAD Club and the Academic Booster Club. Tickets are available from any FRHS SAD member or in the Fort Recovery High School office. Please make your checks payable to Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club. The Fort Recovery Music Boosters are sponsoring a pizza and sub sale to be held on Saturday, March 11th. Order forms are available in the high school office, at the public library, or from any band or choir student. Money and orders are due to the high school no later than February 1st.
Hi, this is Kelly Toby, elementary principal at Fort Recovery. We made it to 2023. As we roll into a new year, it's hard not to look back and be proud of what we have achieved. I personally am thankful for the hard work, dedication, and support from staff, students, families, and the Fort Recovery community. As we look ahead, the upcoming months will be busy and the days will go by quickly. To help keep families up to date, please look over the monthly newsletters, school website, and social media. Looking ahead at the months to come, we have several events that will be filling our calendars. Please be sure to check that you are up to date. Again, events will be shared through your child's classroom newsletter, elementary monthly newsletter, and social media. Reading Celebration Week will be held February 27th through March 3rd. The Fort Recovery Elementary Student Council is working hard to plan many great events to promote reading throughout the week. The week will promote reading as an enjoyable activity and will focus on the theme of having a growth mindset. As the student council reveals the activities, guests, and many other surprises, information will be shared with students and families. The celebration will conclude with breakfast with books at 7:30. Be sure to mark your calendars and grab a book. We will also hold another evening for parent-teacher conferences, host a Kindergarten Grandparents Day, and have a first grade performance. As students stay busy with their normal classroom routine and enjoy some of the activities that we have planned, it is also important to be mindful of students' health and well-being. Please keep your child home if they have a fever, are ill, or have any other cold and flu symptoms. Adequate sleep and a well-balanced diet are important for your children to fight off germs and illness. Children should be fever-free for 24 hours without medication before returning to school. If your child will be absent, be sure to call them in and notify the elementary office before 8:30 each morning. You may leave a voicemail. Every spring, students in grades 3 through 5 will participate in state testing. These state tests are just a snapshot of what each child can achieve. It is still important to have your students try their best and be prepared. If possible, please try to avoid scheduling events that would cause your child to miss school on these days. Encourage your child to give their best effort, be well-rested, and keep a positive attitude. Information for the 23-24 kindergarten class. Fort Recovery Kindergarten is working to prepare for the class of 2036. If you have a child who will turn 5 by August 1st, 2023, you may consider kindergarten and how to register. Fort Recovery Elementary School will work with Fort Recovery Preschool, Mercer County ESC Preschool, and Mercer County Head Start to determine children who are eligible and will send home registration information. Students who are age eligible for kindergarten should have received a letter of intent from his or her preschool. If you did not receive one, please ask your child's preschool teacher or call the Fort Recovery Elementary office. If you have a child who plans to attend kindergarten for the 2023-2024 school year who does not attend any preschool mentioned above, please call the elementary office at 419-375-2768 for registration information. For those children not attending preschool, we will ask that you schedule an appointment for kindergarten screening. We will hold kindergarten screening on Friday, March 3rd. For the 2023-2024 Fort Recovery Preschool, we are looking ahead at next school year. Preschool will be 4 days a week, that's Monday through Thursday, with a morning or an afternoon session option. Preference for preschool will be given to children who are age eligible for kindergarten for the 2024-2025 school year. That means they must be 5 on or before August 1st, 2024. Registration for preschool will be online. There will not be an in-person meeting for registration. The online registration will open up on Monday, March 13th at 8 a.m. The registration link will be on the Fort Recovery Preschool's website. Hyperlinks will also be on the elementary's Facebook page and webpage. The online registration will remain open until all available slots are filled. This will likely happen quickly, so please do not wait to register. We strongly encourage parents to work on carpool arrangements prior to the registration to know if you need or prefer the morning or afternoon session. Additional information for the preschool will be shared as the date comes closer. Please monitor the preschool webpage, elementary Facebook page for additional information. Again, thank you for all you do to make Fort Recovery Elementary a great place for our children and community. We are truly blessed to have supportive parents, caring community members, and respectful students. Without your support, time, and energy, so many events would not be possible. I wish you a warm and healthy 2023. Upcoming dates for Fort Recovery Elementary. January 19th, Book Club will meet 3:30 to 4:30. February 13th, Student Council will meet 3:30 to 4:30. February 17th and February 20th, there will be no school for students. February 23rd, Book Club will be 3:30 to 4:30. February 26th, the 5th grade will participate in the band concert at 7 o'clock. And February 27th to March 3rd will be the celebration of Reading Week that will conclude on March 3rd with breakfast with books. Kindergarten screening will be held on March 3rd as well, and preschool registration will open on March 13th at 8 a.m. The spring testing dates for the state tests for students grade 3 through 5. April 18th and 19th will be language arts for grades 3, 4, and 5. April 25th and 26th will be science for grade 5 only. And May 2nd and May 3rd will be math for grades 3, 4, and 5.
On December 1st, 2022, 25 qualifying students in grades 4 through 8 at the elementary middle school building participated in the school spelling bee. All students did a wonderful job, and the staff is very proud of them and their performance. The top 5 finalists will represent Fort Recovery at the Mercer County Spelling Bee on February 27, 2022, at the Mercer County ESC. Congratulations to the top 5 spellers and the alternate, Aiden Bozarth, Isaac Reisner, Cameron Mullenkamp, Tyler Deuce, Paisley Hart, and Kayla Deuce. A special congratulations goes out to Tyler Deuce as the champion of the Spelling Bee. The Elementary Student Council completes various service projects throughout the year. For the month of November, the group focused on Cents for Sawyer to help raise money for a community ninja park. The ninja park will be dedicated in memory of Sawyer Overman, who would have been a third grader this year. The goal was to raise $2,000 during the fundraising campaign. That goal was greatly surpassed by collecting a total of $8,452.90. Congratulations. They are proud of every single person that donated towards the memory of Sawyer. If you are a community member and would like to donate towards the Community Ninja Park, you can write a check payable to quote-unquote Sawyer Overman Memorial. The mailing address is Lisa and Sean Overman, 358 Park Road, Fort Recovery, Ohio, 45846. If you are tech savvy, you can also scan the QR code in the print version of the Fortsight Journal and Venmo your donation to the Sawyer Overman Memorial. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. After school, strength and speed workouts will resume January 3rd for any student in the 6th grade and up. These workouts will run every Tuesday and Thursday for the rest of the school year in the SAC, from 3:30 to 4:15 each of those nights. Contact Brent Niekamp if you have any questions. The Fort Recovery School community is invited to a public meeting in which the Fort Recovery Safe Routes to School Committee will share a plan developed and designed to improve the safety of our students with physical improvements to our students' walking and biking routes. The meeting will be held at the elementary middle school building in the library or media center on Wednesday, February 1st, 2023, starting at 6 p.m. The project is a cooperative effort between the Village of Fort Recovery and the Fort Recovery Local School District. And now some athletic updates for Fort Recovery local schools. New this year, beginning April 17th through the 28th, Fort Recovery local schools will have their first ever pass blast. All season passes for the 2023-24 school year will be drastically reduced. Pass blast prices are valid only from April 17th, 2023 through and including April 28th, 2023. There will be no season pass sales from April 29th, 2023 to August 7th, 2023. Purchased Pass Blast passes will be available for pickup starting on August 8th, 2023. Regular season pass prices effective August 8th, 2023. If you are purchasing an adult all sports or a boys basketball ticket, we will keep you in the same reserve seat unless you indicate otherwise. If you would like to pick new seats, you will be able to do this when you pick up your tickets beginning August 8th. This pass blast is a great opportunity for your family to save some money. Come and check it out. There is a table in the print version of the Fortsight Journal that compares the regular pass price to the pass blast price on this new sale. There are also different examples of situations where the prices are compared to show how great of a deal this truly is. Now, regarding student attendance at sporting events, we are currently operating with no attendance limits. We will continue to encourage and promote the attendance of the entire student body at Fort Recovery local schools. It is important to keep a safe and respectful environment for not only our home events, but also when visiting other schools. Parents, please review these guidelines with your children. 1. During the singing of the National Anthem, our National Anthem respect should be shown. Students should remove their hats and stand respectfully facing the flag. 2. Good sportsmanship should be displayed at all times. And finally, school rules, including disciplinary consequences, apply at all after-school events. Thank you for your help. There's a couple important athletic dates coming up. On January 28th, it'll be Hall of Fame night and Little Girls Cheerleading night. On February 10th, the Pop Rocks will come up to perform at the boys' basketball game versus New Knoxville. On March 31st, it will be opening day at the Battlegrounds. Varsity baseball and varsity softball will be playing Missinewa Valley that night. Senior night for the girls' basketball team and swim team will be on February 2nd at the girls' basketball game versus Minster. The boys' basketball players and cheerleaders will have their senior night on February 17th at the boys' basketball game versus New Bremen. The Fort Recovery High School Athletic Hall of Fame has two new members in its 2023 induction class. The induction ceremony will be held between the JV and varsity boys basketball games, scheduled for Saturday, January 28th, 2023. The two new inductees will join the other 45 individual inductees who have been selected since the Hall of Fame was established in 2007. One team has also been inducted into the Hall of Fame. The 2023 inductees are Jenna Jenkins-Nestrick and Joanna Snyder-Hyatt. Jenna Jenkins Nestrick, is a 1990 graduate of Fort Recovery High School. She earned 3 varsity letters in volleyball and softball. During her freshman year in softball, she was chosen as the most improved, and during her senior year, she was chosen as the most valuable player. She also led the team in batting average during that senior season. Jenna excelled as a basketball player at FRHS. She was a 4-year letter winner. She ranks 19th in career scoring, and as a senior, she was co-captain and helped lead the Lady Indians to the 1990 state championship. She was voted second team All-MAC as a senior. She was also selected as a District 8 All-Star. After graduation from Fort Recovery High School, Jenna continued her athletic career at the University of Findlay in both basketball and softball. The other inductee, Joanna Snyder Hyatt, is a 2009 graduate of FRHS. She earned a total of 10 varsity letters, 3 in both volleyball and softball, and 4 in basketball. As a volleyball player, she was a co-captain, and she was voted second team All-MAC during her senior year. Joanna was selected first team All-MAC as a senior in softball. During that senior season, she led the team in batting average, and she was selected as the team's best offensive player. Joanna excelled on the basketball court at Fort Recovery High School. She ranks 12th in career scoring. She was first team All-MAC during both her junior and senior seasons, and was the MAC co-player of the year as a senior. Joanna was also chosen as the Daily Standard Dream Team Player of the Year, and was named to the first team Lima News Scholar Athletic Team. She led the Indians in assists as a junior and senior, in rebounds during her junior year, and in free throw percentage and scoring as a senior. Joanna continued her athletic career at Ohio Northern University. Congratulations to both inductees. Next up are some updates regarding the Jerome and Maurice Greaseup Athletic Training Facility, better known as the SAC. Reminder that SAC hours are Monday through Thursday from 4:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. On Friday, the hours are from 4:30 a.m. to 7 a.m., on Saturday, from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m., and on Sunday, 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. If you are in need of a fob renewal or to buy a new fob, please come to the high school office between 8 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. to fill out paperwork, and make sure to bring $20 along with you. There's a QR code located within the print version of the Fortside Journal that you can scan to view the facility calendar. Springtime is busy in the SAC, and scheduling will be limited. Please call the high school office for more information. Thank you for listening to this January edition of the Fortside Journal. I would like to thank Mr. Tony Stahl, Mrs. Amy Kaiser, Mr. Ryan Steinbrenner, and Mrs. Kelly Toby for their contributions to this project. Again, if you have any suggestions of how we can improve future editions, please email us at fortrecoveryradio@outlook.com. Thank you again for your support. This has been Chase Kaiser.